Dear listeners, Sai Ram. We now bring you Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. Today's episode was first aired on March 14th, 2013, as part of Thursday live programs on Asia Stream of Radio Sai. This program is hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu.
Let us first offer our loving and grateful salutations at the lotus feet of the one who is the only one uniting, indestructible and ever-present force and source of this universe. Dear Lord, please bless us so that we may never forget that the only thing worth aspiring for in this world, the only desire worth cultivating in this world, is to experience you and your love. Let us not be carried away by anything other than you and you alone. Dear Lord, please be with us. With this prayer, let us move on and welcome dear listeners to a fresh episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. And today, we learn a vibrant bhajan. The first line of this bhajan goes like this.
Hara Hara Gange, Hara Hara Gange, हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे.
This bhajan has 6 lines in all, and let us now begin with becoming familiar with the lyrics of this bhajan, which are in Sanskrit, and then we will move on to the tune, the raga, the meaning of every line of this bhajan, and in the end we will have a short conversation with Mr. Sujit Kumar, an alumnus of Bhagwan's University, who is currently a faculty member in the Department of Biosciences in Prashant Nilayam, and he is someone who has sung before the divine physical presence of the Lord for more than 10 years. Definitely, he has plenty to share, and we will listen to him towards the end of the program. For now, here are the lyrics.
Hara Hara Gange, Hara Hara Gange. He Nataraja, He Shivaraja, Hara 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 Gange. Parti Purishwara, Jaya Gangadhara, Hara 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 Gange. Shankara Shiva Shankara, Shiva Shankara Shankara Sai.
Now that we know the lyrics, let's move on to the interesting part of learning to sing this bhajan. First, you will now hear Brother Ravi Kumar sing every line slowly without any musical accompaniments. Brother Anirudh will follow him after each line. So take this opportunity and do try and sing along. You will enjoy it.
This bhajan is being sung in the scale D Madhyam.
हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे
हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे
हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे
हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे.
हे नटराजा हे शिवराजा हर 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 गंगे.
हे नटराजा हे शिवराजा हर 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 गंगे.
हे नटराजा हे शिवराजा हर 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 गंगे.
हे नटराजा हे शिवराजा हर 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 गंगे.
हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे
हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे.
परतिपुरीश्वरा जय गंगाधरा
परतिपुरीश्वरा जय गंगाधरा
परतिपुरीश्वरा जय गंगाधरा
परतिपुरीश्वरा जय गंगाधरा
हर 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 गंगे
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 शंकरा शिव शंकरा शिव शंकर शंकर साई
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 हर हर गंगे हर हर गंगे
And now for those who are connoisseurs of music, let's discuss about the technicalities of this bhajan. And for this, I have with me my colleague Anirudh. Welcome Anirudh to this program.
Thank you, Bishop.
So tell us Anirudh, in which raga does this bhajan fall into?
If you look at this bhajan from pancham scale.
Okay.
Sa, keeping this as sa.
Yeah.
It belongs to a raga called Vakula Bharanam in Carnatic music. It is nothing but, I think you know Bhairavi, right?
Yes.
In Carnatic, it is called Maya Malo Gaula.
Yes.
From that raga, if the Nishadam is Komal,
okay.
Ni 1, okay. Then it becomes Vakula Bharanam.
So in Bhairavi, if you have Ni Komal,
yeah, Ni Komal, then it becomes Vakula Bharanam.
Okay.
It's a very beautiful raga.
Mm-hmm.
I'll sing and show you.
Yeah.
Sa Re Ga Ma Pa Dha Ni Sa Sa Ni Dha
Wonderful. So that is the aro and the avro of the raga.
Yeah. Sa re. Re you have komal re.
Yes.
Ga.
Major ga.
Ma pa dha.
Dha is komal.
Yes.
Ni.
Ni is also komal. Where in Bhairavi you have
sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa ni ra pa ma ga re sa.
Yes.
Sa re ga ma pa dha ni sa. Sa ni da pa ma ga re sa.
So that's the difference between Bhairavi and Vakula Bharanam, where you have Nishadam as Komal.
Yes. Maybe Anirudh, you can do a small ala for us in this raga so that we get a better idea of the flow of this raga.
Yeah, surely.
Ah.
It is a raga where you can really put in a lot of feeling of pathos, of yearning, of intense feeling of pining, because I think the way this raga flows, it really tugs your heart.
Yeah,
wonderful.
It has also that mystical feel.
Yes.
Where you don't know, like for me it's like what I imagine is that somewhere you are in the forest or something,
mm-hmm.
and you have that feel that you are pining to go home.
Mm.
You want a place for shelter.
Yes.
But you are looking out, but you are not able to get it.
Get it.
That Nishad has so much power.
Yes.
Ni ni dama pada ni daga mare da ni da sa.
I think there are so many Komal notes in this raga,
yeah.
which really adds so much to its beauty and what you can do with this
yes.
to convey your emotions.
Yes.
Okay, Anirudh, let's come back to the bhajan. And can you please sing every line of the bhajan and sing the parallel swaras, because that will really help people to understand how they can play this bhajan in their instruments.
Yeah. The bhajan starts from madhyam.
Har har Gange, har har Gange, mama papa dhare, nini sasa dasa. He Nataraja, he Shivaraja, har 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 Gange. Dapada mama sa, dapada mama sa. Re 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 magare sa har har gange har har gange mama papa dhare nini sasadasa pariti purishwara jaya ganga dhara.
Actually, here it deviates from Vakulabharanam.
Mm-hmm.
The deviation is that here,
Pariti Puri, ga 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 ga,
this ga is ga one.
Okay, ga
whereas in Vakulabharanam you have ga two.
Yes.
Ga 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 pa da padama, ga 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 pa da ma, hara hara hara. Hara Gange Dhada Mama Re Re Magare Sa Sada Pada Mama Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shankara Shankara Sai Sa 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 Ma 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 mama ga 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 re 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 sa sa shankara shiva shankara shiva shankara shankara sai sa 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 ma 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 mama dha 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 ni 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 sa sa.
That's how the swara goes.
Wonderful. I think that is really very helpful. Yeah. Are there more bhajans in this raga, Anil?
Very rarely bhajans are composed in this raga.
Mm-hmm.
But I think one bhajan is that Sanatana Sarathe Sai Shan. Sanatana Sarathe Sai Shan. Very beautiful bhajan.
Yes.
And I think we also have
Namah Shivaya, Namah Shivaya, Sambha Sadashiva, Namah Shivaya.
Yes, this is a relatively new bhajan.
Yeah, it is not
sung very
so
often.
Frequently sung in Mandir.
It is then Bhavanjali.
Yeah, it is there in volume 1 of Bhavanjali series.
Wonderful. I think listeners can listen to that album, Sai Blossom album, Bhavanjali 1. I think there are a lot of beautiful bhajans in that CD album, yes, along with this bhajan. So thank you very much, Anirudh, for coming over and sharing your insights about this raga. I know we can talk a lot about this raga, but there are constraints of time for this program. I hope we'll get more bhajans and we'll delve on this raga more in the future episodes of this classroom. Thank you very much. Saram.
Coming now to the rhythm of this bhajan, it is based on the 8-beat Kairva Taal in Hindustani music and Adi Taalam in Carnatic music. So we are now familiar with the lyrics, the tune, the raga and the taala of this bhajan. Let's proceed with the next important aspect of bhava, which is in fact the most important facet of bhajan singing. So let us now understand the subtle nuances of every word of this bhajan, because only when we understand this can we sing with feeling. We begin with the first line.
Har har Gange, har har Gange,
har har Gange, har har Gange.
Here Hara is an often used name for Lord Shiva and it means one who destroys. According to ancient Indian culture and spirituality, Lord Shiva is the one responsible for the dissolution of the universe and so he bears the name Hara. But the deeper significance is that he destroys all our wicked tendencies. That is why he is Hara. The other word Gange in this line refers to the sacred river Ganga. Lord Shiva is always portrayed as the one from whose head flows river Ganga. But why is this so? In the Ramakatha Rasavahini, Bhagwan explains the significance of river Ganga and says the Ganga is the supreme stream of divine purity. She grants all that is beneficial. In fact, the National Public Radio's foreign correspondent based in New Delhi, Mr. Philip Reeves, once wrote, and I quote, "The Ganges provides sustenance to more people than the population of the United States. She passes through India's most populous state, her holiest city, and also the country's cultural capital, Kolkata." Unquote. Once Dr. Bhargava, an eminent environmentalist, who has spent a lifetime performing experiments up and down River Ganga, was asked about the special healing property that River Ganga has. And he said, "In most rivers, organic material usually exhausts a river's available oxygen, as a result of which the water starts putrefying. But in the Ganges, an unknown substance, we may call it the X factor, acts as a disinfectant, and it works on the organic materials and bacteria in the river and kills them. And that is why the oxygen levels in this river is 25 times higher than any other river in the world." That is the mystifying, unique, self-purifying property of River Ganga. But in spite of this, River Ganga is heavily polluted today because this river has been taken for granted to a ridiculous extent. An estimated 2.9 billion liters of dirt is discharged into the Ganges daily. And if you go into the root of the problem, it is because of man's complete recklessness to fulfill unending depth of desires without a limit. As Swami says, lack of ceiling on desires. Man today worships this river, but at the same time does not think twice before adding filth into it. Man is not serious of the sacredness and the divine origins of this holy river. This river, which takes care of 40% of India's population, providing for the needs of the people in 11 states of India, is indeed a gift from the divine. Baba on one occasion said, "The gods ask that Ganga be given to them so that they might have prosperity." When Bhagwan visited the Shivananda Ashram in Rishikesh in the 1960s, he referred to River Ganga flowing beside the ashram and said, "Like the Ganga rushes towards the sea from where its waters are derived, every individual soul too must hurry to unite with the Supreme Spirit from which it has separated. Ganga does not allow any obstacle, be it a rock, a boulder or a tree, to stop its course, and it gushes forth with glee towards her goal. Each one of us has come from God, just like Ganga emerges from Lord Shiva, and it is to God that we must return, and towards this objective we must make every effort with passion and zeal." So that is the lesson we must learn from River Ganga. Hence in this line, "Hara Hara Gange, Hara Hara Gange," we hail the Lord. Glory to the benevolent Lord Shiva, who granted Ganges to mankind, thereby conferring bountiful benefits. Glory to the Lord, who is our Savior, who destroys the evil influences of this world. Let's move on to the second line.
"Hey Nataraja, Hey Shivaraja, Har 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 Gange."
Hey Nataraja, हे शिव राजा, हर 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 गंगे.
Here the word "हे" is sung twice, and it's a manner of calling out endearingly to a person. The next word is Nataraja. Literally, Nataraja means the king or the lord of dance, and this is another name by which Lord Shiva is adored. Now, why is the Lord hailed as the master dancer? What does this dance refer to? The moment the word Nataraja is uttered, the image that comes to the mind of anyone familiar with Indian culture is the famous sculpture of Lord Shiva in a dance posture, which is the main deity in the famous temple at Chidambaram in the state of Tamil Nadu in South India. Lord Shiva here is seen dancing in an aureole of flames, lifting his left leg while his right leg balances over a dwarf demon. The Lord is also depicted as having four arms. On one of his right hands he holds the damaru, or an hourglass shaped small drum, while the other right hand is in Abhaya Mudra, or palm open in blessing. The upper left hand of the Lord contains Agni or fire, while the lower left hand points to the raised foot of the left leg. There is also a snake swirling around his waist, while on his forehead is the third eye, which is open. This in brief is a description of this fantastic imagery of Lord Shiva, which is often hailed as the most extraordinary iconographic representation of the rich and deep spiritual heritage of India. In fact, this elegant and dynamic symbol consolidates in a single image many subtle and profound meanings of the nature of divinity as understood by enlightened sages of yore. Every posture of the Lord in this image has a deep significance. For example, the upper left hand holding the damaru or the small drum signifies sound, the sound of creation which resonates in every speck of this universe. And the upper right hand, which has a fire, connotes destruction or dissolution. So these two imagery symbolize the cosmic cycle of creation and dissolution, the eternal play of birth and death. The lower right hand is in a posture of blessing, that is conferring fearlessness and offering protection to those who follow the divine path. and the lowered left hand, which points to the foot of the raised left leg, has a deep meaning. It beckons one and all to take refuge at the feet of the Lord to escape from the fury and the trials of material existence, to free oneself from the bondages of this world. And the dwarf demon subdued by Lord Shiva represents ignorance or ego. The snake swirling around the Lord's body is the Kundalini Shakti, or the potent divine energy principle which permeates and activates everything in creation. The third eye, which is open, signifies that the Lord is omniscient. He knows the past, the present, and the future. Similarly, the four spread out hands demonstrate that He is the master of the four directions. He is omnipresent. The deer skin, the holy ash, and the swirling matted hair of the Lord as He dances, all of these signify supreme renunciation. The face of the Lord is stoic. He is unaffected and in perfect equipoise. He is in perfect equanimity as He dances the world in and out of existence. And this cosmic dance is what is called Ananda Tandava, or the dance of bliss. And this dance truly is a pictorial allegory of the principal manifestations of the cosmic energy in the form of creation, preservation, and dissolution. And that is why this depiction is described as the clearest image of the activity of God. What is more interesting is how modern-day physicists have related to this cosmic dance so beautifully. Fritjof Capra, the Austrian-born American physicist, in his book The Tao of Physics says, I quote, "Every subatomic particle not only performs an energy dance, but also is an energy dance. Every particle goes through a pulsating process of creation and destruction without end." And so, for the modern physicist, Shiva's dance then is the dance of subatomic matter. Unquote. What is even more fascinating is that in 2004, a 2-meter statue of the dancing Shiva was unveiled at CERN, the European Center for Research in Particle Physics in Geneva. And this is what the special plaque placed next to this Shiva statue states. I quote, "Hundreds of years ago, Indian artists created visual images of dancing Shivas in a beautiful series of bronzes. In our time, physicists have used the most advanced technology to portray the patterns of the cosmic dance. The metaphor of the cosmic dance thus unifies ancient mythology, religious art, and modern physics." Unquote. So that is a glimpse of the deep meaning associated with this appellation of the Lord Nataraja. Moving on, the word Shivaraja comes from Shiva meaning auspiciousness and Raja meaning king. We know the meanings of the other words Hara and Gange. Thus in this line, "Hey Nataraja, Hey Shivaraja, Hara Hara, Hara Hara Gange," we adore the one who is the master dancer of this world, the cosmic force pulsating in every speck of this universe. He is the one who is the source of all goodness and auspiciousness, the one from whom emerges the life-sustaining river Ganga. Let's now move on to the third line.
Har Har Gange, Har Har Gange,
Har Har Gange, Har Har Gange.
This is a repeat of the first line of this bhajan. The Vedic scholar late Mr. G.V. Subbarao spoke of Bhagwan as Shivasai, as Gangadhari, as the one who is the bestower of this life-sustaining elixir of life, water. In fact, he says, "I once told Baba that hydrologists are skeptical of the long-term viability of water supply to the proposed Sri Satyasai water supply project in the dry Anantpur district, and that the abiding solution is the inter-basin water transfer from the faraway Godavari river." What he meant was, the way to ensure perennial supply of water to Anantapur is to get waters from the Godavari river basin. But when Swami heard this, he made an astounding declaration. He said, "I guarantee water supply to the project for centuries to come, provided the water pipelines that you laid down are strong enough to last." And then Baba went on to add, "In any case, the Godavari originates in Trayambakeshwar." And then Baba pointed to his heart and said, "That is the true Trayambakeshwar, the true place of origin of all the waters." In fact, Mr. Vinay Kumar, the Sai Youth leader from Karnataka, narrates an incident how when he once wanted to pour Ganges water at Bhagwan's lotus feet as his offering, Baba stopped him and said, "Ganga is there right on his head," and even made Vinay Kumar touch his head, which at that point in time was wet. Therefore, in this line, "Harahara Gange, Harahara Gange," we praise our beloved Lord Sai, who holds River Ganga in his hair, the one who has gifted millions with the vital life source, pure drinking water. Let's move on to the fourth line.
Parti Purishwara Jaya Gangadhara.
Parti Purishwara Jaya Gangadhara.
The first word here is Partipurishwara, coming from Partipuri and Ishwara. Partipuri means the one who resides in Puttaparthi. Ishwara means God, another name of Lord Shiva. The second word Jay means victory. And the third word Gangadhara, coming from Ganga, and Dhara means to hold. Hence in this line, Partipurishwara Jai Gangadhara, we hail the merciful Lord who chose Puttaparthi as the place of his advent for the uplift of humanity. He is indeed the omnipresent and energizing Lord who symbolically bears the sacred Ganga on his hair. Let's move on to the penultimate line of this bhajan.
Hara 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 Gange.
Hara 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 Gange.
We are already familiar with the words of this bhajan, so let's move on to the last line, which is sung in two variations of tune.
Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shankara Shankara Sai.
Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shankara Shankara Sai.
In this line, the word Shankara is another name of Lord Shiva. It comes from Sham meaning good and Kara meaning to cause. Hence Shankara is he who confers all goodness and auspiciousness on us. Another meaning is that Shanka means doubt and Hara means to destroy. So Shankara is he who dispels our doubts and confers on us wisdom. The second word in this line is Shiva, whose meaning we already know. The other word in this line is Sai, and one meaning of this word is master. Sai also represents the four Vedas. During the Shivaratri discourse of 2002, Baba said, "Satya stands for Rig Veda. Sa, A and Ya in Sai stand for Samaveda, Atharvana Veda and Yajurveda respectively. Therefore, Satya Sai is the very personification of the four Vedas, the storehouse of all knowledge." Hence in this line, Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shankara Sai, we pay our obeisance to Lord Sai, who is none other than Lord Shiva himself. He is the one who confers all prosperity and auspiciousness, the one who removes our doubts and puts us on the path of spiritual wisdom. With this, we have gained a glimpse of the meaning of every word of this bhajan. Let us now ruminate on these sacred meanings and messages and sing this bhajan once more, now along with following and musical accompaniments. You will now hear the complete version of the bhajan as sung by the members of the Prashanti Bhajan group in the Sai Blossom album, Nad Brahmam, Volume 4, And as you enjoy listening to this, please do join in.
Har har Gange, har har Gange. Har har Gange, har har Gange. Raja, hey Shiva Raja, har 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 Gange.
Hey Nata Raja, hey Shiva Raja, har 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 Gange.
Hey Nata Raja, hey Shiva Raja, har 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 Gange. Har har Gange. Purishwara Jaya Ganga Hara Parti Purishwara Jaya Ganga Hara 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 Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shankara Shankar Sai Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shankar Shankar Sai Shiva Shankara, Shiva Shankar, Shankar Sai.
Shiva Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shankar Sai.
Har Har Gange, Har Har Gange. Hey Nataraja, Hey Shiva Raja, Har 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 Gange.
Hey Nataraja, Hey Shiva Raja, Har 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 Gange.
Purishwara Jaya Gangadhara
Har 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 Gange
Shankara Shiva Shankara Shiva Shankar Shankar Sai Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shiva Shankar, Shankar Sai.
Shankara, Shiva Shankara, Shiva Shankar, Shankar Sai.
Har Har Gange, Har Har Gange.
And now in the last part of this program, here is an extract of a conversation with Mr. Sujit Kumar, who joined Bhagwan's University in 1998 for his bachelor's in sciences and later went on to do his master's and eventually joined the faculty of the Department of Biosciences in Prashanthi Nilayam. Gifted with a powerful voice, he has sung for Bhagwan for more than 10 years and has had lovely moments singing in the divine physical presence. Let's listen to him. So welcome, Brother Sujit, to the studios of Radio Sai.
Thank you, Prishti, brother.
So you are someone who has been so blessed to sing in the physical presence of Bhagwan for at least more than 10 years. 1998 you joined.
1998
right?
I joined the first UG.
First UG, yeah. And after that I have seen so many occasions when Bhagwan has personally trained you how to sing, given you a lot of opportunities during extracurricular activities, especially convocation dramas, sports meet dramas, and even during bhajan sessions when you would want you to sing a particular song. So definitely plenty of memories, lovely memories of divine instruction and guidance. So tell us,
Maybe we should start from where it all began. How and when did you start singing? Did you start singing the moment you joined the university, or how did that happen?
Well, it all started in my first UG, that was in 1998. I always had a yearning to sing in front of Swami. Like, I had studied in Swami's school till my 12th. I used to sing there. I
mean, in which school?
Sri Shailam Swami School.
There.
And teachers out there used to inspire me, and they used to tell that you have a very good voice, and if you practice regularly, you can really become a good singer.
So you were not musically trained?
I was not musically trained. I always wanted to go for classical, but Swami has his own ways, you know. So,
But you kept singing bhajans and
I kept singing. I started right in my 8th class. Wonderful. When I joined Sri Shailam. Till my 12th, I used to sing very regularly. So after my 12th, it was my earnest yearning that I should join Swami's college and study over here. Because my brother was always here, and he used to inspire me.
Yes, he's my colleague here who is actually incidentally recording this conversation, Sunil. Yeah, continue.
So it started in my first UG when I joined. So initially there were a lot of good singers and so many seniors. Like, they used to sing every day. I used to see them singing in Mandir. So I used to like tell Swami, "Swami, when will I get a chance to sing in front of Swami?" So that took nearly 6 months to fructify. So it was in the month of October. We used to get PC sessions. Like, Swami would call all the students as well as the staff members staying in the hostel to the PC, and Swami would interact with them. So it was one such session. Warden told Sailesh sir, few of the singers can really prepare a few songs. And so Sailesh sir told myself and few other singers to get ready with few songs. So it was that wonderful day. So we went to PC. We were all ready for Swami to arrive. So Swami came. Swami asked, "Warden, what is the program for few songs?" And okay, Swami told, "Okay, start Chandi." So Swami told that and started walking towards the students. So Swami was giving laddus. So he was, at that time, Swami would throw laddus.
Personally,
used to throw laddus to students. So Sailesh sir gave us indication that, okay, you can start. So I started with Shankara Nada Sharira. So there is an alap, you know. So I started with that alap. So like, Swami was quite far, and Swami immediately stopped giving prasadam, and Swami came back and sat on the chair. And for the whole song, Swami sat through and heard the whole song.
Wow, so your music stopped the Lord.
Yeah,
I mean, why do you sing that few lines, Sujit?
Shankara Nada Sharira Para Veda Vihara Hara Jiveshwara Shankara Nada Sharira Para Veda Vihara Hara Jiveshwara.
So Sai Shiva responded.
So Sai Shiva responded to my prayers. So Swami came and he heard the whole song. And after the song, Swami got up and started walking towards the students. And as the same, like, he went and started distributing.
Continued distribution.
So after the whole program got over, Swami came near and asked, that was the first interaction with Swami. Swami asked, "Where do you come from?" Then I told Swami, "Kerala." Then immediately Swami told, "You wanted to go for medicine." I was like, wonderstruck. Like, yes, actually it was correct.
Oh.
I wanted to go for medicine after my 12th. But due to some circumstances, I couldn't go. And I had both, like, medical as well as wanted to join Swami's institute. And finally Swami answered the second prayer and I got admission in Swami's college. And Swami told, "You wanted to go for medicine? Okay, no problem. You are here. I will take care of you." And that was a wonderful word which Swami gave at that point of time. So Swami told, "I will take care of you. You be here." So that was the first interaction. And then I asked Swami, "I would like to sing in Mandir." Then Swami told, "Tappaga, sing today itself." So after the PC sessions, Sailesh told, "You can start singing." So it was the first Ganesh bhajan, Jaya Jaya Gajanana Gananatha. That was the first bhajan which I sang in Mandir. So
beautiful.
That's how it all started.
So that was an extract of a conversation with Mr. Sujit Kumar, a doctoral research scholar and faculty member in the Department of Biosciences, Prashantinilayam.
And that brings us to the end of this episode of Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. We hope you found it useful and interesting. With hearts full of gratitude, we offer this humble endeavor to our beloved Bhagwan, who is truly the heart and soul of Radio Sai. The sound engineers for this program are Sunil and Abhishek, and the background score was done by a Radio Sai volunteer, T.S. Ramakrishnan from Chennai. Dear listeners, do write to us and share your feedback, comments or suggestions on this program. As always, you can send your emails to listener@radiosai.org. listener@radiosai.org.
You were listening to an episode of our program Radio Sai Bhajan Classroom. This episode was first aired on March 14th, 2013, as part of Thursday Live from Prashanthinilam on Asia Stream of Radio Sai Global Harmony. This program was hosted by Team Radio Sai's Bishu. Thank you and Sai Ram.